we begin to get married, have the children, get the accolades, all so that it become fig leaves to cover us in plain sight so that we don't have to acknowledge that thing that we've been through.
Patrice Washington, and this is the Redefining Wealth Podcast, where authenticity leads to alignment and abundance. Join us each week as we peel back the layers on what wealth truly means and dive into conversations that inspire, connect, and empower you to live your richest life. Get ready to challenge the status quo. It's time to redefine wealth for yourself. You're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to each and every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. And I can tell you that when we talk about wealth and the original definition being the condition of well-being and happiness, I can tell you that one way you will be well and be happy is to be free. And the theme for this month is all surrounded around the faith pillar, but it's about your ability to be set free so you can make more decisions from a place of faith and not fear. Many of us are so burdened by the shame of our past trauma and our past stories that we are not free to fully walk in purpose. We are not free to really walk into the calling that God has for us. We are not free to just do the things that we know we desire to do. And I wanted to bring the free woman that I now know. She wasn't free when I met her, but the free woman I now know, again, one of my past clients, Latoya Matthews, will be on the podcast. Now, if you're brand new and you're not an OG listener, you are like just getting started with Redefining Wealth, you might be thinking, what is this conversation going to be about? I thought we were talking about budgets and credit reports. Well, let me tell you what you stumbled into. This is a community that understands that wealth and the idea of wealth is so much more expansive than what we've been taught. Wealth is not just about money and material possessions. There are other parts of your lives that you must unpack, you must heal in if you're going to be able to go after the financial, tangible desires of your heart. I want you to have the money. I want you to have the career success. I want you to have the business success. But you can't have that until you get free of all the things that are keeping you bound and keeping you from being able to actually implement and walk out the things that you've learned, all the courses you've invested in, the degrees and certifications that, you know, you've piled up. I want you to be able to use them and use them fully, which means you got to be set free. So Latoya is here to help us do that. Latoya Matthews is a grace-filled freedom coach and speaker who has earned a reputation as a beacon of hope for leading women who have experienced shame and self-condemnation to wholeness and freedom. She spearheaded and launched a host of dynamic faith-based initiatives in her quest to see women empowered and set free from emotional childhood and broken relationship trauma. And she hosts an annual three-day retreat entitled The Free Woman, a sacred space for women to gather and heal. She's here today to share a bit about her debut memoir, Unveiled Freedom. And I can tell you that if you are sensitive to the topic of abortion, this may not be the episode for you because that is a part of Latoya's story. But I will tell you that whether you have ever experienced the burden and shame of abortion or not, what Latoya says is that many of us have things in our lives that have kept us ashamed and tried to abort us from destiny. And so you don't have to identify with the physical abortion, but please understand, for many of us, there are things that we were told we should be ashamed of, that we instantly felt shame of when we experienced it. And there are stories that have been following us throughout our life, and we don't even realize how much it's preventing us from experiencing true purpose, true peace, true fulfillment, true joy. And that is a part of being well. That is a part of well-being. That is a part of the true definition of wealth. And I want that for you. So if you're sensitive to the topic, I understand you can reconnect with us next week, but don't miss this conversation if you're not and you can handle it, because it's going to be a beautiful breakthrough. I do believe that. After the affirmation, you will hear my conversation with Latoya Matthews. This week's affirmation is, I am liberated to live boldly. I affirm my journey towards unveiled freedom, releasing the heavy burden of shame that has weighed me down for far too long. With each courageous step, I let go of the chains that have bound me, embracing the lightness of being authentically myself. I honor my truth and worthiness, knowing that shame no longer has power over me. As I release the grip of shame, I am liberated to live boldly and authentically, embracing my uniqueness and imperfections with love and acceptance. With each moment of freedom, I reclaim my power and pave the way for a life filled with joy, love, and possibility. Declare with me today, I am liberated to live boldly. Welcome back to the Redefining Wealth Podcast, LaToya.
Thank you so much for having me, Patrice. It's good to be back.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's not a lot of folks who have been here multiple times. It's not too many. So I am so excited to welcome you back. I'm so proud of you for this book, your new book, Unveiled Freedom. Yay! When I got this in the mail, I was so excited because I know what a journey it's been. At least I know a part of it just because from the time I met you, 2019, and you talk about it in the book, I was all excited to see that you shared. But from the time I met you in 2019 to you coming in to command the stage in 2020 and kind of, you know, still trying to tell that little surface level story, that's when we were doing small groups. And I was like, I don't think something's missing here. To seeing you on stages, on interviews, on your own lives, doing your own events, leading your own masterminds, doing all of these things. What a whirlwind the last 5 years have been. So can you take us back to 2019 when I met you at Confidence Activated, Rachel Luna's event, and you were working on your business and doing the things? What were you talking about back then?
In 2019, I was running. I was trying to do blogging at the time because it just seemed like the right thing to do because I didn't see anybody that looked like me talking about my story. I didn't hear anyone, you know, let alone mentioning abortion at that time. And so in 2019, I was blogging, but I was like, I'm getting nowhere with this. And the voice of the Lord just kept getting louder saying, it's time to tell your story. And so, you know, I hit a Moses and I'm like, get somebody else to do it because this is not sexy. This is not like a popular thing. You know, this is not something that the average person is talking about. And so I'm like, why me? You know, why of all people? So in 2019, when I attended Confidence Activated, I had just written my 31-day devotional book for women. And I was coming in hopes to just get some confirmation of what I really needed to be doing. So when I stood up there in 2019 and asked that question, how do you incorporate something taboo into business? And Tiffany Montgomery just said, talk about it. And I was like, okay. So after talking about it, you know, just hearing the women that came up to me and just said, I too have had one, and asking me to pray for them because they didn't think that they would be able to have children. Like, that was the confirmation and affirmation that I needed to move forward in knowing, okay, God, this is why you told me to tell this story, because there are still so many women showing up in spaces and places that are dealing with this and haven't faced it head on and thinking that there's still nothing that they can do or, you know, have children with this. And so now I see why he was telling me to tell the story.
I love that. You are the epitome of why I believe God put Command the Stage in my spirit. Because as you know, in 2019, Command the Stage didn't exist. And so going into 2020, when I had all these lofty plans of the things that I wanted to do, I had a big dry erase whiteboard in my basement, and I had all the colors and all the funnels and all the things we were going to do that year. And I was in prayer and the Holy Spirit said, erase the board. And I erased the board and I was like, what are we going to do? And then it was in the shower later that week that I got the download for Command the Stage. And I remember my spirit saying, there are women, there are people who need to be released to tell their stories. They don't know how. They still have shame around it, and they don't know how to do it with dignity. Teach people how to tell their story with dignity so they could be a victor and not a victim. And so to see you go in 2019 from basically hiding that part of the story, like wanting women to be free, but then not being free to tell them why you want that for them, right? To see you go from that to coming in to command the stage and then owning your story as beautifully as you have, I just couldn't be more proud. And I know that this is a sensitive subject. I definitely have already said that in the intro, but I love that in the book you say, this is not about pro-choice or pro-life, it's pro-you. That is such a beautiful way to frame that and to phrase that, because so many of us have things in our backstories that we have just carried such shame around. You even say, maybe your story is not about abortion, but there are things that, you know, have tried to abort your destiny. How many people have you found that come to you and say, my story is not about that, but I resonate with the shame that you reference?
And let me just also say, in 2019, I stopped and asked Patrice to pray for me. And she looked at me and said, girl, you don't need me to pray for you. Like, you got this. And, you know, it was just me trying to get that affirmation all over again, right? And so, you know, like you said, in 2020, I joined Command the Stage. And just since telling my story, women, and I find that majority of the women that work with me haven't even had abortions. Majority of them have been either experienced rape, molestation, or gone through divorces or breakups. And so it was like you said, I said, you may not have had a physical abortion, but you've had things in your life that have tried to abort your destiny, whether it be substance abuse, alcohol abuse, divorce, or rape, molestation, whatever the case may be. And women saying, I can resonate with this because I've had shame surrounding this. And I didn't think that I could be free from this thing. And so many times, and that's how the enemy wants us to feel, like we can't get past this thing. And we begin to do things, you know, like I talk about in the book, it's like we begin to get married, have the children, get the accolades, all so that it become fig leaves to cover us in plain sight so that we don't have to acknowledge that thing that we've been through.
Let me tell you, when you broke down Adam and the fig leaves, that was so powerful. And you just kind of skated over it. Everybody doesn't understand fig leaves. So I want you to break down Adam in the garden, the fig leaves.
Yes. Yeah, so in Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve, when Eve ate the fruit and, you know, they ate the fruit and their eyes were open, it said that they noticed that they were naked and they became ashamed without having anything on. And they went and hid and they covered themselves in fig leaves. And it was like, I'm going to try to cover up because now I can see, what am I really here? Like, I'm here naked in this garden. Like, why am I naked? Sometimes the serpent isn't, you know, a person. Sometimes the serpent is you. Like, we become these voices in our heads that begin to tell us, like, you need to cover yourself, to cover the shame, to cover the experiences and the events that you've gone through. But then it was like God came to look for Adam and Eve. And in that moment, he was like, why are you hiding? And like, who told you you were naked? Who told you these things? And instead of having the fig leaves, God said, I'm going to do one better. I'm going to put animal skin over you. I'm going to give you leather to cover yourself where you've tried to cover yourself with the bare minimum. Let me give you something that will cover the whole of you. And so many of us take, you know, the things that we've been through, like, again, the accolades, the marriage, the businesses, the successes, and we try to cover ourselves up to outdo the things that we've done or outdo the things that we've experienced. It. And it doesn't cover much when we're doing that. But it's in the fullness, you know, what would happen if we gave ourselves permission to be naked and unashamed? What would really happen, the impact that we could make if we truly knew that in that nakedness, in that unashamedness, it is the key to helping someone else unlock the prison doors that they've been in.
Wow, that is so good. And it is so, when I read it, I was just so moved because it reminded me of even how I've shifted in these last few years. It reminded me of an episode I did a few years ago called Prisoner to Purpose. And you know, I was talking about how we can become like you said, like we become the voice. Not only is it other people or what society says, we hear those things for so long that we internalize it. And then we create a prison for ourselves, a pretty prison. And what was meant to be purposeful and what maybe could be meant to be beautiful and all these stuff, it gets distorted, it gets perverted, and then we hide. And we hide under the job titles. Like you said, you just hide under all the pretty things. I remember, you guys already know my story, many of you, growing up feeling really ugly. And the best thing I could have done at that time was discover makeup, right? And I would go on for decades as someone who would not even go to the grocery store without lashes on and a full face of makeup. And it wasn't until just, again, a few years ago, because then it was applauded. I'd be in the grocery store. People like, girl, you look good. You in the grocery store. And you guys know groceries and cooking is not my ministry. So I'm just talking about the few times that I went. But I'm saying, right? People like, ooh, where are you? You dressed up. Where are you going? I got dressed up to go to the grocery store. I'm talking about in my 30s. I'm talking about all through my 20s. And so being made to feel ashamed of my face and what I look like, even though I went through therapy and I would be 25 when I could finally look in the mirror without cringing, 10 years still would have to go by where I could learn to remove this idea that something was wrong with how I looked and I had to dress it up all the time. And I just wonder, you know, how many of us have these things that we have normalized, but really, secretly, deep down at the root, is connected to a shame that we have associated with some part of ourselves or some part of our lives. And now it's like, girl, this is just how I am. Is it? Was that originally how you were created? Or is this something that you have put on and become accustomed to and now made it a part of your personality? And when I really started to look at that, I only put makeup on to interview half the time. It ain't all the time. It's when I feel like it. Or when I'm on television or I'm on stage. But the freedom of being able to just get up and go to the store, my goodness, I didn't realize how much time, how much energy, just all the things that I wasted because I was carrying this shame that I really inherited from someone who was unhealed.
Exactly. Because let me tell you, a wealthy woman is a free woman. A wealthy woman is a free woman, because like you said, the definition of wealthy is well-being. And when you have that well-being, freedom comes with that. To be well means to be free. And so when we begin to take those things and begin to cover ourselves up, we begin to operate in this place of when you're not being you, you're a counterfeit. And when you're a counterfeit, there is no value. Listen, I've worked in banking for the last 18 years, and I've seen so many counterfeit bills. Like, I can spot a counterfeit bill from a mile away. And the only way that you can tell whether the counterfeit or whether the bill is real is by looking on the inside, the DNA, the strip that's within that bill. And what happens is most time people put a $50 image on the outside, but the inside is a $20 bill. And so many times we're putting something different on the outside versus what's on the inside. And when you're not operating in who you are, in that freedom, in who God has called you to be, you're a counterfeit and you have no value to add to anyone. It's only when you look on the inside, the DNA of who you are at your core, that you can get the impact that you want to make in life and have the freedom that you want to give, you know, bring to other people. So it's like we have to stop being what society wants us to look like, stop being, you know, who everyone else looks like. Because I know for me, shame had me looking at myself in other people. I never saw me. I always saw myself in someone else. And let me tell you, when you don't know who you are, there's a cost to that. There's a cost to not knowing who you are.
There is. You can only go so far, right? I've said this before. I really do believe shame is a hindrance to purpose, and why people are constantly, they hear the tagline, chase purpose, not money. And they're constantly in my DMs and reaching out saying, I'm looking for my purpose. I'm looking for my purpose. And you've heard me say this for years. Your purpose is not hiding from you. Your purpose is literally right there under your nose. But shame is one of the reasons that we can't see it. You know, in Command the Stage, I will always say the story you need to tell to really connect with people is the story you're running from. It's the one that you don't want to tell. It's the one you don't want to give yourself permission to say out loud. And it's why it's so important to have a process for you to know how to do it with dignity so that you're not already taking something that's difficult for you and making it worse, right? By not knowing how to do it. I love that you say in the book, shame leads to secrets. Secrets lead to stress. Stress leads to sickness. I don't think we talk enough about, and to me, that's a fit pillar thing, right? I don't think we talk enough about how shame manifests in the body and how it manifests in so many health conditions and mental health disorders because we are carrying that and don't have an outlet. You and I were called to write books and called to have podcasts and all those things. How do people begin to remove the stigma around whatever it is they've experienced so they can move freely through life? It may not be to have a platform like ours, but what are some ways that we can help?
So some of the ways is really joining support groups. Now, in this day and age, you can find a support group for any type of situation that you've been in. So it doesn't have to be on a platform, but finding a safe space where you can tell that story. Because we know that sometimes family won't be a safe space for you. That's where shame comes in at, and that's where judgment comes in at. So finding that safe space where someone that you connect with that have that same story so that you can know that you're not alone. And taking that risk, because if you don't take the risk, there's no reward. I took a risk by joining Command the Stage because I knew what the call was for me to do. It may look like showing up at shelters, telling women in the shelters what you've gone through and sharing it again in a safe space so that no one will shame you for that, so that no one would judge you for that. And it can look like also one of the things that I take the women through in my program, the Free Woman program, is writing confessions of the heart letters. It doesn't have to sometimes be sharing it with someone else. It's just writing out what's on your heart in your journal. And after I have them write the letters, I have them to burn them because this is one bridge that we're not crossing back over. So we're going to burn this bridge so that we're not entering back into it again. So, and I tell them, whatever is on your heart, if you have to cuss, if you have to, whatever words that you need to get out of you, get it out, because we don't realize how much weight that words carry and how much we're holding on within us by keeping that within us. So if you can get it out in a journal, get it out in a letter form, shred it, burn it, do it, find that support group, get involved with the therapist. And one thing that I always tell women too who experienced abortion, therapy may not be your first route, because I've had women to tell me that they went to therapy and they felt judged. So therapy sometimes may not be your first route if you're not ready for that level of healing, but getting in a support group so that you can start. And the key thing is to start, because that's where the freedom comes in at starting, taking the small steps. And I think so many of us get caught up and wanting the big thing to happen, that we don't give ourselves the gift of process. Taking the small step is giving yourself the gift of process so that you can start somewhere, so that you can begin the process of your freedom. Because the longer you prolong, the longer you're just going to stay in the same spot, wishing and wanting to be free. And the thing that I've realized is that everyone has the power to change, but everyone doesn't have the desire to do so. Everyone has the power, but sometimes we don't have that desire to get to moving, because what if healing is hard? Sometimes we don't want to do the hard thing. We just want to get past the thing, but not do the work.
Ooh, that is so good. And healing is a process. You just bring up such a great point, because one of the first things that we have to do when we awaken and say, I want to change this, I'm ready to shift, is we have to be radically honest with ourselves first before we can start being radically honest with others. And I do agree with you. Sometimes we're so ready to just, or we think we're ready to just jump out there and say things. It's like, you still need to process what your experience was. You still are healing from that. It's nothing wrong with telling the story when you're in it. You know, I love a good messy middle, but I also understand that you have to have some level of awareness and understanding of you, of where you are really, right? This is how we end up telling the story from a place where we end up looking like a victim instead of telling it from a place of a victor, right? Because we're still in it. And you, it's not that you can't be emotional, but you know what I taught you guys. Now you're looking, you know, the audience looking at you like, is she all right? Like, it's okay to have a moment, but I cry on stage all the time. Because every time I think about my son passing, who would be, you know, 18 years old this year. So every time I think about him in that moment, it is very difficult for me to not get emotional. When I think about running down the hallway with my daughter on my hips, chasing the power man to turn the lights back on, it's very difficult not to get emotional. When I think about being on the bathroom floor, balled up in fetal position, snotting and crying and asking God, why me? When I think about finding out about my ex-husband's infidelity, there's so many things I've experienced. It's hard for me to not let my mind go there as I'm sharing the story and not get emotional. But I also, at this place, have processed a lot of things and I have the lessons. And I think that's what people miss, is they just want to tell. This is why people go on social media and do all the things. I guess they do it for likes and views and stuff, but I don't know. But if you feel like your story is a part of your purpose, it is your responsibility to go through the process of healing and understanding what happened, where you are, and how you could use it for a greater good. And I think it's just so beautiful to see how powerful you are today and how much you're owning it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Institute for Redefining Wealth offers a 12-month journey to help you redefine wealth using our unique yet proven framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. Join me along with purpose chasers from all around the world as we level up pillar by pillar to achieve the lives we say we desire. It all begins with a 30-day authentic alignment audit to identify areas of your life that just may be out of sync with your goals. You'll gain access to in-depth training modules, categorized podcast selections, monthly pillar themes, and challenges with cash and prize giveaways, as well as a resource library tailored to your chosen membership level. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. I can't wait to see you there. Are you ready for Redefining Wealth Live 2024? I hope so, because we already have everything locked in and all we need is you in Atlanta, Georgia. Do not miss this. Right now, we have early bird tickets on sale. You know you want to come, so you might as well lock in that ticket right now. Click the link below or go to redefiningwealthlive.com to secure your seat today. When I first met LaToya, she was barely saying the word. I remember being in that small group and I kept saying, well, what is it? Because I wasn't there when you asked the question and Tiffany Montgomery answered you. I came in after. So I wasn't there for that. I didn't see that part. But I do remember being like, well, what is the thing? What are you tap dancing around? What is it that you're not saying? Because the very thing I think you want to help people with, we don't know what you're talking about. And it was so good to see you finally allow yourself, give yourself permission to be free to say the things.
Yes, because we were in that small group and you said, ma'am, what are you not telling us? Like, own it. Own it. And I've been able to tell the story. You've helped me to be able to tell that story in a way that people will ask me, like, what does your husband think about this? Now I can tell them, because at that time it wasn't my place to say, but now my husband was the one that took me. He was the one I had the abortion with. And so you taught me to be able to tell that story in a way that people were like, does he know about this? And so being able to form that story from my point of view, from my side, and being able to own that, because I realize now that when my story was owning who I was, and when something owns you, you're a slave to that thing and it becomes your master. And so I had allowed my story to become my master. But then when I joined Command the Stage, it was like, no, because my name means victorious one. So now I have victory over what I've, you know, encountered and experienced in my life. And so now it becomes a slave to me. And no longer will abortion be the author of my story. I'm the author. I get to write how it goes and how the story turns out. And so, you know, I think so many times we let our past and our experiences, we allow that to become our owners and our masters, and we become slave to that thing. And so I'm just really, like you said, when I think about those times that I was suicidal, when I think about those times where I wanted to give up on life, I get emotional about that, because it took me a long time and a lot to get from that place. And so now when people see me, I've had women who sought me out and they were like, listen, I went on YouTube to try to find some help, and it still feel like those women are still dealing with their abortion. But they said, when I found you, you had joy, and that's what I want. And so I've realized that, listen, guilt, shame, and regret, that is not my cross to carry anymore. I don't have to bear that cross. It no longer has to be a part of my DNA anymore. I am an overcomer from that. And so now, when I have joy, I have joy. And because I know what it feels to be in a place where I didn't have joy at a time in my life. So the joy that I have now, I would not allow you to take that from me, because I've worked hard to get to this place.
Ooh, this is a free woman, y'all. I love it. I love it. So LaToya, I'm hearing you speak with such conviction and joy and power. And I know that this work is so fulfilling. How have you dealt with the possible, and I'm going to say possible because I don't know yet, the backlash from people who claim the same faith as you? I would say Christians, who may say, so are you glorifying abortion? Are you telling people that they should have them? Are you, because I can only imagine, I know the type of stuff I get, and I'm not even talking about anything as deep. And I know what I get. So I can only imagine what your DMs look like. What have you dealt with, and how have you continued to move on despite that?
Of course, you know, I was featured on Black Love, and the comments went crazy on Black Love. And the first thing you told me, don't you go look at those. Don't pay attention to what they're saying in the comments. Don't you dare. Okay. And I realized that you can't tell me anything that I haven't already thought about myself. You can't put me in hell, because I had already placed myself in hell. I didn't need you to do that for me. So you can't tell me anything that I haven't thought already. And so, and the thing is, what we forget is that my choice to get healed and be free, it doesn't negate the fact of what I did. It doesn't take away what I've done. I'm a woman who's experienced abortion, but I'm also a woman who's experienced redemption. And if you are truly walking in the love of God, then you have compassion, not judging me for what I've done. Because I always say, never say something that you would never do, because you don't know where you would find yourself in that experience. And I would hope that you would want someone to show you compassion. And so you can't say something that I already don't know, because I've came out of religion into relationship. So I know that I have a forgiving God. I know that I have a God that loves me, and I'm not glorifying it. It's just my job to tell the testimony so that other women can be free as well, because my story is also the key to helping someone else unlock the doors that they've been locked behind so that they can be free. So if I'm not telling the story, then who will? If I'm not telling it in a way of freedom, then how will you truly know what true godly freedom feels like? Because again, some people are like, well, I will live with that shame forever. Not me. Because if I truly believe the word of God, then I know that Jesus went to the cross over 2,000 years ago for me to be free. So I don't have to carry that anymore. Because his word says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. So if you're trying to keep that over me, take that up with God, because he said he forgave me. So therefore, if I'm forgiven, if he's not holding it over my head, then why am I?
Whoa, so good. So good. From religion to relationship. I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And in the Institute for Redefining Wealth, which I have to give you a shout out, you are our guest expert this month. I'm so excited about that. Thank you so much for saying yes to speaking life into our community. But I have learned that one of the things I had to be willing to lose was how I grew up religious. I had to be willing to lose a lot of the indoctrination that I had in order to walk freely. And so that just means the condemnation that I would hear and the shame and the guilt and the embarrassment I would carry, even when I was separating and told close people to me that I was going to separate. It's like, you don't tell anybody. I'm like, why? I don't want to walk around with such shame. I'm not ashamed. I am grateful to be free. Like, if I'm radically honest, I have tears of joy because I'm grateful to be free. And I'm not going to let you put me in some type of shame or pity party or guilt or embarrassment. What will people say? That's living for other people. I'm not living for other people. I have one life to live. And I love that that is a big focus for us here at Redefining Wealth Now, because I recognize people cannot truly redefine wealth for themselves unless they awaken to all the things that are just not serving them and deal with it. Like radical honesty, be willing to lose a lot of the ideas, thoughts, indoctrinations, people, you know, beliefs, environments, possessions that have them bound. And a big one for a lot of us is overly religious thinking and structure that is just like not. And I know, so I could tell you, LaToya, we have lost people in this community over the last year or so, because I guess they think I'm so radical and like far out there in a way. We have lost people. I've gotten messages from people that think that that means that I don't love God. I love God, but I'm not going to let you put me in a hell that God has not yet placed me in. You know what I'm saying? Like, if God has not placed me in that hell, I'm not going to allow the opinions, ideas, and thoughts of others to do that. We already carry so many things that keep us in our heads, second guessing, straddling the fence, in imposter syndrome, uncertain, feeling unworthy, low self-esteem, settling for all this stuff. There is already so much at work against us, especially as women. And then layer being a Black woman onto that, or a woman of color, layer being from another country onto that. There are just so many things already at work. Why would I be in a relationship with what y'all call a good God that only compounds that and makes it worse? I just don't believe that. I just don't believe that God wants to leave us in this suffering and in this shame. And like you pointed out with Adam and the fig leaves, Adam and Eve were wrong. We get it. But even when they tried to hide themselves with fig leaves, he said, I got one better for you. You messed up, but I'm still not going to leave you out here. I'm going to cover you with something better, as you describe, the animal skin, the leather. So not saying that he approved because they disobeyed, but the God that loves you is still going to cover you. That's what I choose to believe. And when there's something different to be said or done, the God that loves me is also going to lovingly guide me in that direction. And that's what I choose to believe. But other people's judgment on top of the stuff that we already give ourselves, child, it's too much. It's too much. I'm not here for it.
And that's why, it's so true, because, and the reason I want, especially women of faith, right? If you call yourself a woman of faith, then I, especially want to talk about it, because we have so many women still showing up in the church dealing with this and no one is talking about it. We have the programs for alcoholism. We have the groups for, the single women that are pregnant, about to have babies, and yet you still have this woman still showing up and we're not talking about it. And again, she doesn't want to hear you preach about hell. Like, she's already there. She's put herself there mentally because of those tormenting thoughts. But the Lord said, if you don't show them my love, then who will? So it's my job. I have a mandate to show the love of God to these women so that they can know what it feels like to have relationship with him, to heal that relationship with self and to heal that relationship with God. And it's like, we're not talking about it, but you have so many women still showing up in the church. And I know because I was one of them until my pastor called me out and said, you have death in your eyes. And I knew that she wasn't lying. So if we pay attention to the people that are coming into our church, we would see that there is always a need. Instead of them showing up week after week and leaving the same, leaving with that same torment that's been in their mind, leaving with the same guilt that they brought in there. And what are we doing about that?
And that's the thing that we should be more concerned with, is that if we say we love people, we meet them where they are, wherever they are. It's not fair. It is so unjust. And the thing about this particular sin or this particular experience is that it only demonizes the woman. Men never have to walk around and say, I had an abortion. They never have to walk around and say, or even think about, maybe they do, I don't know. But I'm saying, it's just like with pregnancy, you can see it on the woman. You can't see it on a male. And so of all things in this patriarchal society, it just also goes along with the fact that women are always the ones who bring shame and the one, because it doesn't, you can't see it on a man. And so women need the additional support. It just is what it is. And we should be willing to do that and provide it. So your ministry is so needed. And if folks can't find it in a church, I just want to publicly give you your praise and kudos for creating a space where people can get that type of support. And also, everyone is just not in a local church these days. It just, you know, it looks very different than it did 30, 40, 50 years ago. Now, I happen to be one of those people that are motivated to work out on my own, but I personally don't get the best Fit Pillar results I can when I don't use a professional trainer, because everything that's permissible is not necessarily beneficial. But having a full life can make it so hard to get on the same schedule as a personal trainer. But when I discovered Future in January 2023, the game changed. It has helped me stay committed to my Fit Pillar goals on the go. It's a personal training app made to fit your life. You get a dedicated coach, personalized training plans, and access to unlimited workouts. And trust me, you will enjoy them. I would love for you to check out Future today if you know that you can do okay with your Fit Pillar by yourself, but you want that additional support and you really want to get serious about your Fit Pillar. Go to patricewashington.com/future and get 50% off your first month today. That's 50% off your first month when you use my link, patricewashington.com/future.
One time I came to your free woman cohort, and I love that it was such a safe space. You guys don't even record. So people can feel safe to just share with that group, and whatever comes out in that group is for that group. You got to be there or you're going to miss it. And that just is what it is. And I thought that was brilliant. You have to be committed to the healing process and to doing the work. And I felt totally open and comfortable enough to be vulnerable and share my own story. I just think it was an incredible space, and kudos to you, because when we can't find it out in the world, it's our job, especially if it's a burden on our heart, to create it. And that's what you've done. So you following the nudge to go to Confidence Activated in 2019, getting your question answered by Tiffany, me telling you I wasn't going to pray for you in the hallway. 2020 coming in to command the stage all the way leading up to now. Releasing your book, Unveil Freedom, and just all the things that you have done, from the podcast to the mastermind to the retreat, just all these things. One woman's obedience can lead to the freedom of so many other women. And I am just incredibly proud to continue to watch you live out this mission and this mandate and this movement, because it's absolutely beautiful to see women get free because you have gotten free.
And I thank you also, Patrice, because like I said, this is why I'm able to do this too, because, you know, from that moment you said own it and to just walk in it. And when I began telling the story and women reaching out saying, like, I want you to help me. And it was like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to do this? But I am so grateful for the space that you've created also, because sometimes we don't know that the help is available. And that's one thing that I talk about in my book, that I gave myself the gift of grief because I didn't know support groups existed. I didn't know the sex of my baby. I didn't know, you know, what I didn't know. And I had to grieve that. And so I want to be a sanctuary for women, you know, to be that safe haven where they can come and to know that it's okay. Because even though you may have had an abortion, it did not abort the promises that God has for you. There's still a purpose and a plan for you in your life. And so I'm just so grateful. And I just never thought that I would be here where I am, but I'm thankful for the community and I'm thankful for the women God has placed in my life, like yourself, who was able to push me out of my comfort zone and say, no, ma'am, like there's more and I'm not going to let you settle here. And so many of us have settled here that we don't move on to the next, you know? And so I'm grateful to have you in my life and thankful for this community and for everything that you've done.
It's been my honor. It has been my honor. And I just can't wait to see what you continue to do. LaToya, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you the Redefining Wealth Rapid Wisdom questions. You already know how this goes. The first one is, how do you define success?
Success for me is creating it myself and knowing that there is freedom in the things that I do to get me to the place where I'm supposed to go. And you know, just like you said, be attached to the vision, but not how you get there. So that's what success looks like for me. The freedom to go with the flow of how I'm supposed to get to the point or my destiny.
Yes, I love that. Lisa Nichols taught me that. Committed to the vision, not attached to how you get there. How do you define wealth in three words or less?
Freedom, wellness, and truth. Freedom, wellness, and truth.
What's one book that has helped you redefine wealth for yourself?
I'm going to say mine, because writing this book was a whole journey. It was a whole process. So it has really helped me to redefine wealth for myself, that I can do the hard thing, that it is well with me when I do the hard thing. So Unveiled Freedom has really redefined wealth for me in how I show up.
I love that. I know writing a book can be therapeutic. And this one goes all the way back to your backstory, childhood, living with your grandparents, your mom, and that whole dynamic moving back and forth. So I can only imagine that, like, divulging all of that was very therapeutic. But also, I had a lot of self-acceptance, you know, in it as you were going through. So great job. I like it. Okay. And the last one is, fill in the blank. My name is, and to me, the truth about wealth is.
My name is the LaToya Matthews, and the truth about wealth is that it's available for anyone who wants it.
Yes, there you have it. The LaToya Matthews, thank you so much for being back on the Redefining Wealth podcast. You guys, LaToya is our guest expert this month in the Institute for Redefining Wealth. We have so many good things for you there. And don't forget, if you would like to get this month's guide, it's called Set Free, Unchain Your Fears, and Walk Fearlessly in Faith. All you have to do is download the Redefining Wealth app. It is absolutely free to this community. And you'll see it in theme of the month. We have tons of things planned for you this month, as always. But come and get the guide. There's affirmations there for you surrounding freedom. There's past episodes that we have dissected so you can get the gems out of them. And then we also have a bunch of exercises around breaking free, removing shame, moving past, and really up-leveling your faith in this season, which is such a big part of redefining wealth. Because you already know, if God has called you to something great, you cannot keep getting stuck because of resistance or shame or external thoughts and ideas about who you are and who you should be. you have to live authentically. You have to live free. You have to live for you. That's even the theme of Redefining Wealth Live this year. It's live free. And it brings me great joy to see so many of the women that have come through the Redefining Wealth doors through our programs, living more and more free in their own lives. It just blesses my soul. LaToya is one of those people. And I have to say too, Command the Stage is coming back this year. I did no Command the Stages in 2023 because God was dealing with me on just really building Pillar Mastery and the Institute for Redefining Wealth. But now we're in a much more, I would say, released phase and stage where Command the Stage is coming back because I want to see more women get free to tell their stories from a place of authenticity, from a place of just being bold and empowered to be the victor in your own story. And so get on the wait list. The link is in the show notes. Get on the wait list for Command the Stage. You'll be the first to know when it comes back. And also check out everything LaToya Matthews. We will have a link all about her free woman work and everything that she's doing. There's a link to Unveil Freedom in the show notes. And make sure you share this episode, you connect with LaToya and tell her you heard her right here on Redefining Wealth. You guys, that's it for today. Until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever feeling like you have to chase money. We'll talk to you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.